So you've been talking a lot over the last weeks and months about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, and it looks like it's getting closer and closer. Ed Graney from the Las Vegas Review and Journal joins us here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Ed, my name is Grant Napier, along with Doug Christie. How are you?
Yeah, guys, how are you doing?
Doing good.
To be with you.
As we talk today, what would you say is the biggest obstacle, if there is even a big obstacle, from this thing coming to fruition?
You know, once Bank of America came in earlier in the week to secure the financing, we started thinking about that, and we really couldn't come up with any. Now, if there's any issue in the room, I think they'll have enough studies to combat it immediately. It has to be the market. I think the gambling's done with enough owners. I just don't think once Sheldon Adelson pulled out of even being involved with the stadium and there was no gambling aspect to it and Bank of America came on board, that was done. It would have to be the market, and I still think they're past that. I think they're already past that. They've done independent studies. The NFL did their own studies. I don't think there's an impediment now. I think once he secured the financing, I was at the lease meeting today with the Stadium Authority Board. That's going to get done. It won't be done for the meetings, but they don't need it to be done. They just needed to know the financing was secure and the money's there, and I think he's getting the votes.
You just mentioned Sheldon Adelson, and the fact that he dropped out, I was talking to Grant, and I said, you know, going into someone's backyard, is that going to be uncomfortable, you think, at all for the Raiders? What type of cachet does he have down there to make it kind of maybe uneasy?
Well, I mean, he's a powerful guy. He owns the paper I write for. He owns a lot of casinos. He's worth a lot of money. He's very powerful in town. But I also think, you know, he's a smart businessman. I don't think you get to his level of wealth without being intelligent business-wise. And I think he looks at the NFL as something that everyone can make money on here if it's done right. So, he obviously was close to Goldman Sachs because once he pulled out, they did also. And I think that was a business decision on their end. And it was probably a smart one. You probably, you know, you do business with the person who's going to do the most for you. But Bank of America doesn't have those ties. I mean, the Carolina Panthers Stadium is Bank of America Stadium. They're the official bank of NASCAR. They're the official bank of Major League Baseball. So they're a sports entity banking giant with no ties to Sands or Sheldon Adelson or the people who, you know, were involved before. And I think that's why the NFL, when they heard the financing was coming from them, were okay with it. You know, he's not going to, you know, Mr. Adelson is the one who really, got things going at the legislative level to get the law passed. So I don't think he's going to stand in the way of them. I mean, without him, it doesn't get passed at the legislative level for the tax. So, you know, I mean, once he pulled out, he did. But I think now the Bank of America's online, and Bank of America was in Florida with the Raiders earlier this week in front of those owners, those 18 owners of the stadium committee. I think they're fine. I think, again, other than the market, and I still think they're past that because they all did their own studies, I don't know at this point who would stand up and be a really hard no. I think they'd have to explain themselves at this point now that the money's there.
Ed Graney joining us from the Las Vegas Review and Journal. I know you were at the stadium meetings in Vegas this week. I was reading where the mayor of Las Vegas wants the Raiders to look at a different area because of the issues with, you know, all of the access to roads and et cetera, that who's going to pay for that. As things stand right now, do you feel that the site for the stadium is in concrete and it will not be changed based on what the Raiders want, or do you think there's still a possibility they could choose another site?
No, I think the mayor is going to push it to the end knowing that it's not going to happen. I think if you're familiar with Vegas, I will be shocked if it's not the 65 acres across from Mandalay Bay. If you're heading towards California, it will be on your right-hand side. There's 65 open acres right now. There's going to have to be some infrastructure, I think, with the freeway there and the access from Mandalay on the other side of the freeway, but the mayor has pushed this downtown theme for a long time, and she's gotten no traction whatsoever out of it. So, you know, that's her job to push her area.
How close would that stadium be to the new arena that was built for the hockey team?
About three or four exits.
Okay.
T-Mobile Arena is off Tropicana, so Mandalay Bay is, you know, maybe not even three or two exits. Very
right,
close.
Okay.
So if you're coming into Vegas and your Mandalay's on your right, your stadium would be on the left, which I think would be a pretty imposing thing. And then two exits up, your T-Mobile's on your right.
Are there plans to have a retractable roof on that? Because Doug and I were talking about that. I can't remember. If not, do you think the heat for the first 2 months is an issue in any way, shape, or form?
That's a great question, because that was one of the things brought up at the lease discussions today with the attorneys. They haven't gotten to the point of saying yes or no to the retractable. It's definitely going to be domed. I mean, there's no question. It can't be open in the summer. I mean, there's no way they would go for that. So it's whether it's retractable, they haven't said. It's domed for sure. It's closed. Now, whether that's retractable and you can open it up at a time like today where it's beautiful at 78 degrees, if you had an event there, they haven't made that decision. The lease is going to get done. It's 75% done right now. And if you were at the meeting today, you understood the power of the NFL. They're going to have most say in the lease. I totally believe Legends Project Development, which is owned by Jerry Jones and the Yankees, will develop the project and do the hospitality and the maintenance. I think, Jerry Jones is a big proponent of this. And another reason he's successful is, he gets things out of deals. And I think one of the reasons he is pushing this deal and has pushed in the past is he's going to make money off it. And if his Legends company becomes the project developer, you're making more money off it. And, that's how the NFL works. That's where I was convinced when Bank of America came in on it. I think it was over at that point, because the NFL is about one thing. Those owners are about one thing. Is the money good and are we making it? And then once Bank of America came in and said, we're taking care of the 650, then I don't know who could stand up in the room and be a hard no, because you'd have to explain at that point why. How are you a hard no at this point?
Yes, with Ed Graney, Las Vegas Review and Journal. You just mentioned the 650. Raiders are on the hook for 750, and then a hotel tax. I mean, the Raiders on the hook for 500 and a hotel tax.
Yep.
Yeah, 750. Explain this, because I'm not quite sure. Is there going to be a relocation fee?
Oh, yes. In fact, we heard today, given the name, and these are all obviously projections because nobody's at the table signing a deal. But in the past week, once Bank of America came in, these things really got pushed forward, and from what we're learning, the stadium naming rights are going to be much higher than people ever thought to be the name on that stadium in Vegas in that part by the strip, which means we believe the relocation fee will be larger. Earlier in the week, we heard 200 to 300. We're now seeing reports of 600 or closer to what the Rams paid because the naming rights supposedly are going to be through the roof.
That is unbelievable. So you think it could go that high, 500-600 million, huh?
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw six. If you tell me four or five, if the naming rights are what people are saying they're going to be, then I'd be surprised at four or five. But the Rams, again, you're talking about L.A., California, $2 billion stadium.
Yeah.
But no, if you tell me four or five, I won't be surprised at that, because I think he's going to make a fortune on naming rights.
All right, give me the pulse of the Las Vegas sports market, because, we're talking NFL, but we know that the Golden Knights are going to begin play there next fall. The arena is beautiful. I happen to be there for a preseason basketball game, and very, very nice venue. Give me your thoughts. This has been debated for decades about, whether or not professional sports at this level will work in Vegas. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's really fair. I think it's fair. I think they're past it with the studies, but I still think it's fair, and that's the great unknown. I think they're going to pass it. I think they're going to let them go, but the great unknown is going to be, like you just said, will the market sustain it? I think it'll end up being the fourth smallest market. There's going to be three markets, I think, smaller than Vegas. But I will also say this. I also think there's an ability, because it is Las Vegas and a tourism draw, that it could make more money, and I think that's what they're hoping, than larger markets. But you're exactly right. The pulse, we don't know yet. I mean, how many Raider fans will come from the Bay Area and from San Diego and California? I mean, you're going to have two football teams in California next year, and the most popular one is going to be in Oakland coming to Vegas.
The most popular
team in Los Angeles is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders at some point.
No question.
But that's the best question, because that's really the only thing you can't answer. And they're going to allow them to relocate before they have that answer, obviously, because they've done their studies, and nothing's held up the studies to say, no, don't, you can't go there. Nobody's going to those games. But I think in the back of their minds, if I'm an owner and I say, I'm going to say yes, but if I have a pause here, it's like, I sure hope they support this team. All the other numbers check out. You have the money. The lease is fine. It's Vegas, the naming rights. But in the back of your mind, will they support him? I think it helps that the team is really good, obviously. And if it remains good, that's obviously going to help. I mean, if you want to see a winner.
Sure, of course.
But yeah, you're right. That's the number one. It's always been the number one concern here. We'll see with the Golden Knights. I mean, their season ticket drive was incredible. Now, what's the Golden Knights going to be like in 3 years if they still stink? Because they're going to the first 2 years, they're expansion team.
Right.
So in year three, are they still going to fill T-Mobile? We don't know that. I think it's their hope they will. But that's the great unknown.
What is the rules for betting? Are you going to be able to bet on the Golden Knights? Are you going to be able to bet on the Raiders? Or that's just totally out?
Oh, no. They would never have even come to the table if they thought the books would take anything off. The books would never take it off the board. It would never happen. So they're gonna, you're gonna be able to bet on the team. Yeah, you can bet on UNLV here. Yeah, you can bet on UNLV basketball.
Okay.
Right. On UNLV
okay.
Football.
The only reason why the only reason why, and I hate to interrupt, the only reason why Doug asked that question is we obviously work for the Kings, and Doug played for the Kings when the Maloofs owned it, and we knew that when they owned the Palms, they were not allowed to take NBA bets in their sports book. But yes, obviously, the amount of money that comes in on Sundays in NFL, there's no way that would be like unheard of. But that's the only time I ever heard. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ed. The only time I ever heard of a casino not allowed to take sports bets was the Palms when it had to involve the Kings and the NBA.
So Ed, if Adelson was involved, then anything that he owned, they wouldn't have been able to take bets there, though.
Yeah, I think the Sands, if he was involved, to the specific casino. Okay. But an overall spectrum of the town, because obviously they're going to need the casinos to make this work. They're going to have to buy the suites and the premier seating, the VIPs. It would never work as a suite, and Doug, having played in the league and with the whole Maloof situation, knows that the books would laugh at that. They would, would never take a team off the board, especially in the NFL.
No.
I mean, hockey's one thing, but the NFL, they would never take a team off the board. They would say, you know what, don't come here. We'll be fine without you.
Yeah. You know, you were saying that right now there's a tremendous excitement. I know the ticket drive for the Golden Knights went very well. Season tickets are going to go very well. You've got, listen, another billionaire coming into town in William Foley. But you're again, that's the unknown, right? What's going to happen? Because I'm with you. I still don't think they're a playoff team in 3 years. That would be an amazing job by George McPhee. But assuming that they're not, that's when we find out a lot about the market, correct?
Well, especially, and then you're talking about in 3 years. I mean, if the Raiders will be in Oakland this year, but let's say they don't support them and they just want them to leave. Obviously, people are now talking, would they come to Sam Boyd Stadium for a few years and just upgrade it? The quicker the Raiders would get there, the more you're going to see the hockey fans, you know, because it's discretionary income.
Sure.
And what people, I think, don't realize here yet, they've heard about it, they've read about it, but you guys know this, until you get your Visa card statement back with your PLS, your PSL, your site and see license for an NFL team, and you're like, what the hell is that?
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's stuff that, people have money, but a lot of people don't.
No.
They can only afford so much.
Hey, last question for you. Listen, we go to Vegas, everyone goes to Vegas, and we know that the traffic can be an absolute nightmare. And I'm generalizing here, will the people that live in the suburbs that don't really like going to downtown Vegas anyway unless they work down there, will those people still, will they be regulars for hockey? Do people truly that live in the suburbs, whether it's Summerlin or whatever, do they really want to go downtown? Do you see that as being an issue in any way, shape, or form?
Not where the structures are. I live in Summerlin, so you can go to 215 and get to T-Mobile pretty quick. I mean, if it was downtown, that's one thing, but straight off Trop or where this football stadium is going to be, straight off Russell there, where those are, I don't foresee the problems. The 215 helps out a lot.
Okay.
15 and 95 are parking lots. But no, if it was downtown where the mayor wants it, it's a longer trek. But no, I mean, T-Mobile, and you've been to that arena.
Yes.
If you're off Trop, you have a left-hand turn, you're in. So, you know, I think they're going to be positioned where – I don't think it's – put it this way, I don't think the locals are going to have a problem traveling there. I don't know if the locals can afford to go there.
Okay.
They might not be able to afford to go there, but they wouldn't have an issue going there.
Hey, Ed, phenomenal stuff. I hope we can bother you again, for lack of a better term, when we get closer to this, because you really know your stuff, and I know that we have a lot of interested people in our area. So thank you so much.
Well, listen, I'll be at the meetings in March at the vote that probably will happen, so give me a call. I appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you, Ed. Good stuff right there.